Hello, and welcome to Words Give Life. Prayer, meaningful connection. Prayer must be relevant to our lives. Specifically, we must understand the relevancy of the words in prayer, namely the written prayers in a prayer book. Otherwise, there is a disconnect, and the prayers that we are saying may not be prayed in a meaningful way. With heartfelt prayers that we pray in our own words, this may be very different. And as much that we pray using our own words, surely what we say to Hashem, the Lord, literally the name, has personal meaning for us. Individualized prayer, although challenging for many, including myself, to maintain beyond a 30-second conversation with God, may prove to be very beneficial when we truly cast our burdens upon Hashem, as is written in Psalms 55, verse 23, or in the regular Bible, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. Psalm 55, 23, JPS 1917, Tanakh. So, how can we compel ourselves to find meaning in the words written in a siddur, prayer book, for the sake of kavanah, that is, a heartfelt intention when reading from a prayer book? The Psalms, in particular, convey essential truths and varied emotional elements intrinsic to human nature. Yet, if we fall short of the intentional focus required to reflect on these words with the hope to connect to the ideas being expressed, perhaps one solution is to focus on proving one's kavanah, mindfulness per se, that is, in and of itself, so that attention may be improved like a laser beam honing in on each word. After all, Kibbe Kodesh, Holy Scripture, contains God-inspired words that convey His thoughts that are higher than our thoughts, as is found in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9. So, in order to comprehend the essence of Scripture, we must reflect while reading. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 9.